We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Horowitz, Moriello, and also Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. What a comeback. Golden State looked like they were mailing it in the first half against Portland. You just heard McCann. They gave up 63. That was amazing what they did in the second half. They now lead the Blazers 3-0 best of 7. Yeah, Portland's going to win 4 out of the next 5. It's looking like the Warriors and the Bucks, unless Toronto can do something and hold home court advantage. I predicted it before the playoffs, but that's not a stretch. And I think the experience factor and that, you know, as much as I want to say the Bucks or even Toronto, if they come back and tie it up at home, and we win that series, the experience is there. And they gave up 63 in the first half. And they gave up 33 in the second. And they win 110-99. This is minus Durant. This is minus Cousins. And I think those guys are playing, sending a message to ownership, the league, us so-called media experts, that they don't need Durant. That they don't need Cousins. If they're healthy, they have the big three. Klay, Steph, Draymond, and they're moving into their new arena in downtown San Francisco, and they're a dynasty, and they're one of the great teams we've ever seen. That experience factor, the deeper you get into the playoffs, I think, is huge. Speaking of the NBA playoffs, a question which has garnered a lot of conversation tonight on the Saturday Night Huge Show, Game of Thrones has their final episode on Sunday night, which would be later tonight, East Coast time. You have the NBA playoffs. You had Warriors, Blazers tonight. You have Bucks and Raptors tomorrow night. Stanley Cup playoffs. Blues and the Sharks are tied at 2 games apiece. You have the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. Brooks Koepka, autopilot today. Not conservative, but just playing to the center of the green and being smart. And he has a 7-shot lead. Unless he just blows up early, he's going to win another major. You have Astros, Red Sox had a playoff feel to it. You heard the Twins were up like 12-0. McCann said they're one of the surprise stories in baseball, along with Tampa. So I'm asking you this weekend, not for the year, not, you know, all time, this weekend only, and you have the WWE pay-per-view on Sunday night or later tonight on the East Coast in Hartford. What's the most important thing to you this weekend from this list? Final episode of Game of Thrones, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, Preakness, which War of Will won earlier on Saturday at Pimlico, or your local Major League Baseball team? What's the most important thing? Somebody even brought up Indy 500 qualifying, but to each his or her own. The most important thing to you. And then Game of Thrones, where does it rank on the all-time TV series list? I have it 2 behind Sopranos. Where do you have Game of Thrones on your greatest of all-time TV series? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show. On Facebook, a lot of people waiting to voice their huge opinions. Let's go to Craig in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how's it going, fella? Hey, I'm a fellow Warriors guy. I've been following since Alvin Adels was the coach when they beat the Bullets way back. Me, I'm going with Game of Thrones, crazy as it sounds, because it's a series finale. It doesn't get any better than this. It's the last draw. Me, I'm a Warriors dude. I'm going to follow basketball. I'm a Raiders guy, so I hate the fact that Gruden is doing what he's doing to my team. But series-wise, you got to go with the series finale because there's no more after that unless they put it in a movie theater.
Is Game of Thrones the best series you've ever... Where would you rank Game of Thrones on TV series you've watched in your lifetime?
Oh, it's not better than MASH. I'm a MASH kid from way back in the day from the movie all the way up to the 70s, so it'll never top MASH for me.
All right, well, thank you so much, Craig, for getting this hour started in Washington, D.C. Yeah, because I think you could, if you went, because we get this era when cable and Netflix era, there's been some great series, you know, Breaking Bad, Ozarks, Making a Murderer. You know, you almost could have categories of TV, which would be your MASHes, your Seinfelds, right? Big Bang Theory just ended, I think, right? I like Modern Family. I think that's funny. I think it's so well done. See, I'm the type of guy, if something's well done, I don't care what format it is, what genre. I appreciate great work. You know, that's why I like a great rap song, a great soul song, R&B, country. It doesn't matter. If it's a good song, it's a good song. It's like I'll watch with my kids. I'll watch American Idol, and if there are good singers, I appreciate them. I may not like all the songs they're singing, but I appreciate talent. I really do. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Kyle in Virginia, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Hugh. How you doing?
How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing all right. I guess what I wanted to speak on was the fact that the Warriors, I believe, are a better team without Durant. I mean, you can even go as far as looking at the spread or the money line on betting and everything like that. But, I mean, how can you get beyond Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, I think that they're a better team. So obviously they're going to trade them, but do you believe that they're a better team with or without Durant?
I've been saying it for a while, and Kyle, thank you for listening tonight or this morning in Virginia. I said it back when Cousins got healthy. That, you know, Durant was, when Steph was getting hurt or Draymond or Clay, you know, having that, you know, where he helps is that if a guy is hurt, something's lingering, he can step in and be part of the big three. Cousins was never a fit with them. Never. They were just, they thought, okay, we got three, we need four, we need five. No, you don't have five basketballs. The Golden State Warriors are a better team without Durant or Cousins. Cousins want the ball, or Cousins and Durant want the ball to go through them. A lot of isolation. You watch Durant again. I'm not a basketball coach. I appreciate great basketball. They move the ball, and they move it so well. Look at the triple-double. I think Draymond had 12 assists. Okay, how many guys are, what do you have, 18 or 20, 13 and 12? How many guys are getting, you know, Westbrook will do it, but I'm talking about a guy who can rebound. Draymond can drop the outside shot, put it on the floor, post you up, and also he can bring the rock up or kick it to someone for the open three. What we're seeing right now is how the Warriors splashed and why they became a dynasty and why they are one of the great teams that basketball has ever seen. They don't need Durant. I think with no Zion now, Durant has to be going to New York. He has to be going to the Knicks. Has to. And I don't know where does Davis go? They're trying to, Davis, Zion playing together? No. The way Davis at the end, the whining? No. Davis could end up, you know, this could work out for LeBron. The fact that the Lakers bumped up to four in that draft lottery, and Davis, you know, you kind of, there's not a path there. Yeah, the Celtics would love him. A lot of teams would covet him, but he could end up with LeBron because he's going to want to leave and go someplace where he can win. But I don't know if he can, him and LeBron, is it good enough? You know, NBA now is finding, and this is where the Warriors can just kill you. They can spot up Steph Curry and Klay. Two different sides of the floor. And what do? And both of them, and even Steph, not as much as he used to, can put it on the floor and take it to the rack. It's a beautiful thing to watch, playing team basketball minus Durant. and Cousins. And I think Durant, now the Knicks have to go all in on him. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Telly in Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Stop.
Hold on, Telly. Stay on hold again. Your phone's going in and out. Let's go to John in Maine. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Johnny.
Hey, Huge. How you doing?
What's going on in Maine?
Oh, just, you know, a beautiful night out here tonight. So I'm going to have to say Game of Thrones takes the cake for it for me also this weekend. You know, my Celtics are out of it in the NBA. I'm going to the movie theater to watch it tomorrow night, and I own the WWE Network, so I'm putting them on hold. And I love listening to Taz, you know, break down wrestling on CBS radio. So I'm going to have to go with Game of Thrones. It's a great series. It's hard to say where I rank it considering it's on right now. I got to let it, you know, digest in my mind a little bit before I rank a show like that. And Andre Iguodala deserves a ton of credit for this dynasty. He's been a key part to a lot of the winning and success they've had over the years. So.
John, did you say you own the WWE Network? You mean like you buy it on your cable or satellite? Is that what you meant?
I buy it on, I own the network. It's $9.99 a month. I stream it.
Oh, yeah, well, I appreciate it, John in Maine. I thought John was saying, like, he owns it. And I'm like going, is it John McMahon in Maine? When he said it twice, I own the network. I'm like, what's he doing? He's got a cabin in Maine? Is there another McMahon I didn't know about? Is this like a Stephen King book? Like, the McMahon you never knew about lives in a cabin in Maine. From the makers of Misery comes another McMahon.
John.
He owns a network. I'm like, why are you listening to me if you own the damn network?
Can we get some shares?
That's what I was ready to go, like, hey, can you get some free tickets for the guys back in New York for the, you know, Break the Bank, whatever it's called, Sunday in Hartford?
Break the Bank.
Tonight on TMZ, we go to Maine to John McMahon, the McMahon you never knew about. That's beautiful. Horowitz, by the way, is back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Let's grab one more call before we get to a break. From John McMahon in Maine, let's go to Craig in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah, this is Craig in Texas. I watch Game of Thrones on HBO. I don't own HBO, but I do watch it at my house, and it is a very – I would very easily say I will be watching that. I'm a Dallas resident, you know, so Stars are out of it. Rangers ain't nothing to watch. Mavericks, we're coming back right now. But watching Game of Thrones, as far as series go – I'd have to say Seinfeld's still my number one. I know it's comedy. I know it's completely different. But like you said, you know, that was network TV. I'd almost go with you on different genres because I'd say Ozark's on Netflix.
Oh, gosh. Is Ozark so good on Netflix? I wish there was.
Golden State, a better team without Durant. Just stop. Stop. Yeah. I'm a Mavericks fan. I've had to watch him kill us in OKC until Dirk did it to him in 2011. But still.
I think we lost you.
Come on now.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. I think we were losing a little bit. Appreciate your huge opinion there in Texas. Yeah, I think we could define it by network TV series, which were on TV, and then we could take premium, which would be cable or Netflix or, you know, Prime. You could go down the list. Yeah, Ozarks is, and Breaking Bad is as good as anything I've ever seen. I can't put Game of Thrones in front of Breaking Bad now that I think about it. It's Sopranos, Breaking Bad. Gosh, and then he brought up Ozarks. There's only been two seasons of that. That is fantastic television. So well done. That's interesting. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. The voice of sports, Mike McCann, will have an update and talk more about the Warriors' rally in the second half. They gave up 66 in the first half. I'm like, hello, NBA typical mail-it-in game. Second half, they give up only 33. They win 110-99. They're now up 3-0, series over against Portland. Bucks win tomorrow night. That series is over. Then we could just wait for the NBA Finals. Bucks will be in Toronto 7 p.m., then Game of Thrones, final episode. And during the course of this conversation, I think I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, but when I look between Netflix, HBO, Showtime, I love Billions, The Chi, another great series. Trying to think, and then I think we need to separate network television with all our premium series we have now between Netflix, Prime, HBO, Showtime, all the pay networks. Horowitz, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I am not.
Not
at all.
Have you watched any of it? New Yorkers don't seem to like it. They don't like dragons. I think they fear Godzilla.
Yeah, that's deep rooted with us.
It is. We're like, we got big buildings. Oh my God, I see those previews for Godzilla. He lives now on the ground.
Yeah, we're 10 floors up here in lower Manhattan, and the idea of dragons flying around, that's a little scary.
Yeah, I see maybe New York women. I don't want to be, I'm not sexist here, but I see New York guys like sitting down watching this going, hey, guess what? You know what? Dragons don't breathe fire, okay? Only the guy down there at the Atlantic City Casino, the magician, does.
The only time I'm breathing fire, okay, is when I'm eating the gyro at the corner.
Yeah, you know what? You want to breathe fire? I tell you what, I don't breathe it out that way. It comes out the other way after the spicy burrito at 4:30 a.m. in the Uber. That's what you want, a fire dragon? Hey, I got Mr. Butt Dragon right here.
Oh my gosh.
Greatest series, network TV, and then the pay channels, including Netflix. So there'll be two categories, Horowitz. Greatest network television series that you ever watched?
I'm going to go network TV. I'm going to go 24. Jack Bauer is the frickin' man. Every episode, I mean, you want to talk about a cliffhanger. Every single episode was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
So HBO, Showtime, Netflix, Prime, any other series done on the pay channels, what would be the best series that Ben Horowitz has ever watched?
Paid channels, I'll go with Sopranos. Now, maybe I'm biased given that I live in Jersey, but I think Sopranos tops them all.
Now I'm seeing why the New Yorkers and Jersey people, they don't want Game of Thrones to surpass Sopranos.
Exactly.
That's the most popular thing on HBO.
Exactly.
You're like, hey, you know what? Take this. Hey, I got you, dragon.
Dragon's about to get whacked, okay?
Hey, you know what? Oh, yeah, whacked with a dragon? Have you seen the Mannucci family down in Queens? Hey, I'll show you some fire breathing. Oh, you take the Lannister army's tough? Hey, deal with the guy collecting off the Jets game.
What's her name, Khaleesi? Tell Khaleesi, hey, you tell Khaleesi to come down to my block, okay?
Hey, I've been to Khaleesi so much, I can't even get a table.
They do serve good chicken parm down at Khaleesi's,
yeah,
all right?
They do that. Yeah, the linguine's out of this world. The clams are fantastic. Hey, that's what it is now. The New Yorkers are territorial, and Northern Jersey, they're territorial on Sopranos. Hey, there's nothing better on HBO than Sopranos. They can't watch Game of Thrones. I am surprised, because I'm not into Trolls Underneath the Bridge or The Hobbits or whatever they're called. I'm not into Harry Potter. I watch those movies with my kids, and I swear I just want to scream and say why. And I'm not into it. Like when I went to Harry Potter World at Universal, and I walked up to order some lemonade, and the lady's dressed up like a Harry Potter character, and they say they don't take cash or credit. I have to go to the Grindelwald Bank, whatever it's called, and I got it, whatever they call their money, and I got to stand in line to exchange money because it's 87, and I'm ready to have a heat stroke, and I can't buy a damn lemonade at the magic wand stand. And I got to exchange money. Like, they want you to have the experience, right, at Universal, the Harry Potter thing. And I'm standing in line, and they have something that look like you're actually at a traffic court. And I'm coming up and thinking, how many, like, I'll say they're called slubles. I don't even know what the money is. They go, and they're talking like in character, you know, a bunch of bad actors who spend the winter down there in Florida dreaming that they have an acting career. I just want to say, you have nothing. You'll be pumping gas. And then they go, how many slubles would you like? I'm like, you know what I want? I want the Minute Maid lemonade right now. You want 20? You want a 50? You want 100? So then there's a long line. I'm frustrated. I walk back out. I said, and I ask, you know, Mr. Grindelwald, whatever his name is, Harry Potter, you know, senior, Bobby Potter, his brother. I go, where's an ATM? They go, there's no ATMs here in Harry Potter land. I go, really? I mean, you know how much money that movie's taken in? And then so I go out, and the lady in the robe selling the lemonade and, like, fruit, and they're probably $15 each. I don't care now. I look at her, and I said, I'll give you a 50 for three lemonades and three cups of fruit.
You're scalping lemonades.
Now I'm trying to bribe one of the Harry Potter people, where she probably has a body cam for the Universal experience. Oh, my Lord. Gosh. So my point being is that I'm not into any of that, and I was stunned when I binge-watched Game of Thrones about 16, 18 months ago, how I got hooked on it. And I don't know, there's a little, they sell some sex in there. It's not your typical medieval thing where everybody's eating like a leg of lamb at a table. It's not that, and it's not the dragons, okay? Because I'm trying to figure out, like in the Battle of Winterfell, when there's a blizzard, Jon Stark doesn't have any damn gloves on, and how's he holding on to a dragon in a blizzard? I can't hold on to my shovel in my driveway when it's snowing an inch. Oh, God. I could just complain for the rest of the show. That's what I can do. I could just complain for the rest of this broadcast. To the callers online, I do promise we will move on to your huge opinions. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night and early Sunday mornings. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. McCann with another update here in about 20 minutes. Warriors now up 3-0. They win in Portland. They were down 66-53 at halftime. Portland only scored 33 in the second half. Toronto trails the Bucks 2-0. Game 3, must-win situation for Toronto Sunday night in Canada. It looks like it will be what I predicted. It's not a stretch to go with Milwaukee and the Warriors. They were the two best teams in the NBA this year. The experience factor, though, man, and you see it with the Warriors. They have that swagger, and it's without Durant. It's without Cousins. They are a better team without those two, and it's nothing personal. Durant was a great fit when Curry was hurt or they needed somebody. When they're healthy, and again, how many more years can they do it? I don't know. They have their new arena next year. I pay Clay. You have Steph. You have Draymond, and you ride it out. Durant will go to the Knicks. Now with no Zion, they have to get Durant. Would you agree with that, Horowitz, with Zion going to New Orleans, the Knicks not getting him, that they have to get Durant or Anthony Davis?
I believe so. You can't – they went into this offseason with so much hope, so many expectations that for weeks all the talk was, we'll have Zion, we're going to have KD, we're going to have Kyrie, and all that basically went up in flames. And now if you're going to end up – now, mind you, Barrett's a hell of a player, and they should be celebrating if they're going to end up with him. But if you end up with just Barrett out of the draft and no big free agent signing – what are you doing? Where are you going to end up? At that point, you're maybe the eighth best team in the East. Maybe. And mediocrity doesn't play in New York.
Yeah, they need Kyrie, Durant, and you get Barrett. It will be interesting where it goes. You know, Anthony Davis, I don't see him staying because Zion's a bigger name than him. And when I'm looking at big names right now, LeBron James, the best player, the best athlete in the league, isn't up for MVP. So you can say it's Harden right now, okay, based on, you know, points and offensive production. But Zion may be the biggest sizzle in the league, even moving to that point of replacing LeBron based on the Lakers and where they're going. And he hasn't played a game yet in the NBA. So this offseason will be very interesting. To the audience, you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. Our huge question of the night, now off of Game of Thrones and the final episode on Sunday night with the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Blues and the Sharks tied at 2 games apiece, you have the Sunday night pay-per-view WWE event, you have the Brooks Koepka Invitational at Bethpage Black, and the PGA Championship in his 7-shot lead. You have the Preakness, which ran today, and you also have your local Major League Baseball teams. So what I'm asking the audience, pick one thing. What's the most important thing to you this weekend? And I'm trying to see where the sports fans in the U.S. and Canada are at when it comes to Game of Thrones. And then, two categories, best network series you ever watched on television and the best pay series, and that would be something on HBO, Showtime, Netflix, Amazon Prime. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Telly in Washington, D.C. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Telly. What's going on?
Oh, man, wow, that was a journey. Look, I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones. I got on kind of late, and I felt like if I didn't catch it from season one, that it was a lost cause. So I kind of left it alone. But I am going to watch it a little later. And when I do, it's going to be new to me and old to you, so I kind of win. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what I think.
All right. Well, thank you, Telly, in Washington, D.C. I tell everybody, watch one season, because I tried it early on, 5-6 years ago. It debuted in April of 2011, and I didn't like it. Watched one episode. Ah, it's not for me. And then there was, you know, ton of snow, horrible snow week. You know, I have my kids every other week because I'm a divorced dad. And I've watched one season, binged it, and I was locked in, man. I really was. Fantastic. Now let's go to Mike in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, Huge?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing great.
Good, beautiful night. 44 degrees in Minnesota. I just got done coaching a 13-year-old baseball game. Freezing my
butt off. Good for you. I love that. Those
anyway,
are tough kids in Minnesota.
Yeah, anyway, weighing in. So I am a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Wild. Grew up playing hockey. I'm a 60-year-old man, so I've been around for a long time. You simply cannot be a basketball fan with the Timberwolves here in Minnesota, so we'll pass on them. I'm also a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Twins. I would tell you I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. watched all the episodes. I've read the books, and I got to tell you, Game of Thrones is going to be what I'm watching tomorrow night when I'm there. So, as far as overall, I love Breaking Bad, but I got to tell you, I'm one of these people, and I'm a little disappointed with this last season's episodes so far. But so far, I would actually tell you, I think Game of Thrones is ahead of any other series that I've watched. I loved it. I just love it. It's fascinating.
All right, Michael.
And then lastly, I'll give you the network. I'll tell you, I grew up in college watching MASH, so it's got to be MASH.
All right, Michael. Thank you. Good luck to your 13-year-old baseball team, and thanks for listening in Minneapolis. Yeah, cheers. I'm getting a lot of nominations for that on the network side. I love WKRP in Cincinnati, but, you know, I've been a radio guy and always wanted to be in radio since I was 11. Been doing a talk show for 27 years all across the country, locally, statewide, nationally, and WKRP in Cincinnati. But that's the radio side of it for me. Seinfeld, there never was a bad episode. It was so well written. Never. Now, Game of Thrones at the end, when you're wrapping up and you're trying to find the finish, I think all the episodes have been good except one was kind of slow. But they're setting up the finale, which is tomorrow. Let's go to Ed in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score.
Hey,
you're on
Bill,
the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, listen, this is one time I got to disagree with you, buddy. There's no way that Golden State's a better team without Kevin Durant. Just listen to this. The first 2 years that LeBron played against Golden State, he lost 4-2 the first year, and then he won 4-3 the second year, right? Then, when Kevin Durant came, this was the first two were without Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant came for the last two NBA championships, LeBron won a total of 1 game out of 9. Kevin Durant makes a big difference. I hate to tell you, buddy, but he does.
Thank you, Ed, for your huge opinion in Chicago. I want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen and his team at AM 670 The Score, your radio home in the Windy City for those Chicago Cubs who are playing some good baseball. Antonio in Washington, D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hughes, how you doing?
Doing good, Antonio.
Listen, without a doubt, got to watch Game of Thrones tomorrow. I got too many years invested in this show. I got to watch the finale tomorrow. When it comes to network TV, the best TV show ever on network TV was Law and Order SVU. Just the best of the best. And when it comes to HBO, best show hands down, The Wire.
Ooh.
Can't beat The Wire.
Yes, The Wire. Yeah, right after Sopranos, or was launching about that same time. Thank you, Antonio, in Washington, D.C. The Wire was really good. Billions is good. Horowitz, do you watch Billions on Showtime?
Love Billions.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's
almost
like
everyone's out there watching Game of Thrones, and I'm like, you can have that. Give me Billions every day, all day, 24/7.
Well, I do the Sunday night thing where it's Game of Thrones Live, DVR Billions, and then also on Showtime, I think it's called The Chi, about the Chicago neighborhood, and that's another well-done series. So I'll do the trifecta, like from 9 till like 1 a.m., about 3.5-4 hours, just, you know, commercial-free, watching it, and it's all good. It really is.
But here's the thing. Can we sign a petition to get these premium networks, your HBOs, your Showtimes, all of them? Why do all the great shows have to be on Sunday nights? Like, they're all up against each other. Can we spread these out? Please.
I think why they do it, though, and think about this, because I don't watch a lot of TV. So I'm a dad, radio show, busy guy. I have a golfer, sports fan, going to events, charity, all that. One of the few days, and I'm, doing a national show on Saturday nights, Horowitz, that one of the few days I can kind of catch my breath and catch up on TV is Sunday night or Monday night. You know, those are the two nights where you see a lot of these series. And I think it's based on, they do their research, their data, their analytics. But it's a night where, hey, man, you take a deep breath. You just had a busy weekend, whether you're single, whether you're, with the girlfriend, the wife, the kids, the relatives. Sunday night's a good night to kind of catch up, sit down, and enjoy some great TV. It is.
It's just too many shows, though.
Not with DVR. See, what I'll do, too, is sometimes if I'm busy or out of town, I'll DVR them, and then I'll catch up on that Monday night afterwards or later in the week with the DVR now between all the sports teams and games, state of Michigan and even nationally, that I have to DVR for this show and my daily show Monday through Friday in Michigan. The DVR is the most wonderful invention ever.
Oh, no, DVR is great, but the problem is, you know, in the world we live in the world that, truthfully, most people live in, I'm on Twitter all the time. I don't want the spoilers if I'm DVRing a show. And I, truthfully, if you're missing it when it comes out, you don't get to complain about spoilers. So now I'm in a conundrum where I'm like, do I go on Twitter? Do I not go on Twitter? Because I'm going to ruin my show.
I think the spoiler side of this, and I said it early, you just have to stay away from Twitter and Facebook until you watch it.
It's impossible, though, in the world that we live in. I can't stay off of Twitter. I'm going to miss something, especially the world that you and I live in, where we got to, you know, especially you got to put content out there. How do you stay off of Twitter? You can't.
Well, what you do is you post, but then I won't read comments or go to the timeline for my side of it, how I stay away from it. I won't go to the timeline or read the replies. I'll just post my questions, make sure I got my content or old stuff's deleted, and that way I don't get the spoiler. So my kids spoiled. It was funny, after they saw Avengers Endgame, I pick them up. They went there with some buddies. They get in the car. They go, "Dad, you're not going to watch it, are you?" I go, "No." And they go, "Boom, this happened, this happened, this happened." I go, "Good. All right, we're done."
All right, cool.
It took them 2 seconds to spoil it. And they're not on Twitter or Facebook. They're two boys. They're 11 and 12. Why people do it, I don't know. Maybe they want to be one up on you. It even happens with my children, not just on Twitter. Now, if you want to join us live, we have one final hour together, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.